on these stories, but I'm Rebecca. I'm the owner of Corduroy. I haven't been coming in here too much because I'm staying with all the negativity. I definitely see all the positive and support, and I really appreciate it. I just want to pop in here and say we are here. We are figuring things out, how to best move forward. The whole reason why we did this was not to make a couple extra bucks, and or because we think we're better than anyone else and that we should open and know everyone else stay closed. It has nothing to do with that. It's because things need to change. We were given no notice again. We were not told what we could do to improve the safety in restaurants. There was no transparency of what the actual reason was. It was just you're closing for 3 weeks. Anyways, we are here just to speak up for small businesses. Thousands and thousands have disappeared in the last year, and we can do better. And that's what we're here for. We're hoping to impact some change. And that's it. I'll keep everyone posted as we go along here. I know the news has shared some information of what's going on. I just want to let you guys know we're not just going away. I mean, we're here to make a difference. We're just here to be the voice and just to show the damage of what these things can do to families and businesses and all that stuff. So anyways, I have to go play tag. But once again, I thank you. Thank you so much to everyone. I really, like, truly from the bottom of my heart, it means so much to anyone that's taking the time to show a message of positive support. It is everything right now for us. And I understand the backlash. I 100% understand the backlash. Meanness, maybe not, but I understand it. Okay? That's it. Thank you.
Hey, happy Monday. I hope you had a great Easter. Vince Del Monte here, and we are about to get started. We'll let everybody get a chance to get their seat. I hope you get in the front row. This is going to be an action-packed next 6 months. Hey, happy Monday. I hope you had a great Easter. Vince Del Monte here, and we are about to get started. We'll let everybody get a chance to get their seat. I hope you get in the front row. This is going to be an action-packed next 6 months. Can I share something with you? We get a lot of people that listen to my podcast, and Corby told me that he gets a lot of messages from people that say, man, if it wasn't for your podcast, I was going to quit. And listen, this business is not easy. Can I just be like straight talk, you and I? We see the most amount of failures, the most dropouts in year one. Can I just be so transparent with you? Like, I don't know if this is going to backfire, but like, I think you're going to appreciate this. We have over 600 people in Six Figure Coach. 600 people pay me $2,000 each. We get like 20, 30 people that show up for the coaching calls. Do the math on that. When I say only 5 to 10% of people actually succeed, I'm not kidding. Now, why in the world would I sell you on that? Because I'm not looking for clients. I'm looking for success stories. And I'm not speaking to people that are looking for a get-rich-quick scheme. I'm looking
changing the way we think about prevention and treatment of disease. So here's all the biology you need to know in 30 seconds. Our body is made out of organs. Our organs are made out of cells. And in every...
We just added the new treat button, and Lola's giving me...
Alrighty, everybody. Hello. April 6, 2021. It's 8:30 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. This is the Ficologist speaking. I'll be your host for the next half an hour or so. I do this show Sunday to Thursday, 8:30 to 9 o'clock. It's just a brief half hour. If someone calls in or wants to ride shotgun, I will talk to them. Otherwise, we'll just do half an hour of some of the top blog posts of the day. I have a more normal schedule now, so I really can't stay too late. But I just thought I'd check in and let everyone know that there are people that know something is wrong in this world. The official story, since we've been born, has always been inverted to suppress our creativity and to basically just keep us in a narrow channel that we can easily be guided and controlled. And they use the technology called PSYOPs. Psychological warfare is not really used on other enemies. It's really used on the populations. And all the elite that control the governments through money. I think people all would agree that everyone here that has a job is controlled by money, especially since more than half probably don't even like what they're doing, but they do it because they know they can make money and then live and survive in the system. And we are now in the largest psychological operation in the history of the world, the most coordinated that we know of in this world, all because of technology. And because it's working so well, you are being ushered into technocracy. This has nothing to do with a virus. Absolutely nothing. Except a mind virus. A virus so powerful that it can control you and make you do things you would never agree to doing. And this whole PSYOP only works because most people, the majority, believe it, and they're going along with it. They're encouraging it because they're supporting it. They want more of it. And the net effect of fighting an imaginary virus is absolutely the same effect that they need to create a new economic system based on a totalitarian technocratic world. Now, they could never really sell a technocratic world to the majority of the people, including people with money, including people that are benefiting from the system right now. But if you create a weapon so powerful, like a mind weapon, and make the majority believe it, and probably one of the very few things that people universally fear is death. If you can convince everybody that there is an external threat to them, and I don't believe the alien threat would work, but you could convince them that this threat is universal and will get them if they don't comply, then that's what they're doing. And most people believe it, and they don't realize that they are going to get a new economic system out of it, because even though most of the so-called health measures don't really make any sense if you believe in the idea of a contagious virus, many of them are contradictory. Many of them really can't be explained in the official narrative of a contagious virus. However, every single restriction which is being used to destroy the independent middle class can be explained when you see that it's all about economic destruction to usher in the new technocratic, centrally controlled New World Order. That's why when I hear of a new insane restriction that regular people who don't understand PSYOPs don't understand the end game, even though it's clearly laid out, it's not being hidden. They struggle with trying to find an explanation. But of course, the virus paradigm doesn't completely work. It's not completely identical to the economic destruction paradigm. So there will be discrepancies and anomalies. But every single thing that the governments are doing makes sense if you want to destroy the economy permanently. It's not coming back. You want to destroy all the elements of independence and only leave the dependent super corporation, global corporations standing at the end of the day. And the end of the day is 5 to 10 years. You're going to have to wait a while. But it's happening. That's why the virus will never, ever, ever go away until the people can clear it out of their minds and realize what's happening. And I suppose that the end game is when people figure out it's happening, it will be probably too late to go back. And then they can just keep going forward and say, listen, there's no chance we can save your business. We've taken away your ability to borrow money. We've collapsed all your debts to make you debt-free, but now you can't own property. So you are slowly being stripped of all the tools that you need to rebuild to go back to the way it was. But because you're still trapped in the virus paradigm, because you're still focusing on saving your life, which was never in danger, you're missing the big picture. And that is the problem. That is the absolute problem. Okay. I'll give you one such story. I'll go to fakeologist.com/blog. I'm going to go to the top page here. Top of the page. Here's one story I just found before I came to the show. And I never heard... In Ontario, Canada, where we are, the lockdown, shutdown capital of North America, not quite sure why they're using Ontario other than the fact that most of our province of 14 million people is in the Toronto area, greater Toronto area, or at least in cities. And therefore, most cities are full of citizens that are completely... with a program. They're completely buying into the virus paradigm hoax. But this is a story that I didn't hear the first time, the first lock or the first stay at home order, and we're about to go into the second stay at home order because of the simulated numbers. Here it is. Ontario concert venue owners are being dealt another COVID-19 setback after the provincial government outlawed live streaming for the shows for the second time this year. Hold on. If I understand this correctly, it means that if you're holding a concert with no audience, you're not even allowed to live stream it. Just as this show is. This show is live streaming, but I'm not a concert. There's no band here. Just me. I'm a one-man band. But they're saying concerts cannot even live stream. The latest measures in Doug Ford's emergency brake plan introduced on Thursday prohibit virtual concerts from taking place over the next 4 weeks in local venues in an effort to slow the spread of the virus. Now, this doesn't make any sense in terms of a virus because obviously there's just no way to interpret this from a health point of view. But if you know that part of a communist agenda is to get rid of culture and religion because there is only one culture, there is only one religion in a communist way of thinking, and that is the COVIDian way of thinking. And this is a worldwide medical coup. And it is a communist coup because the new countries that you will be living in will be modeled after China, which we are told is a communist dictatorship with a little more of a capitalist blend at the top. But it's a little more capitalist at the top than I believe Russia was and China was before it became the world powerhouse. Will it stay that way? I don't know, because they've really taken all the Western industries from the Five Eyes nations, the world's leading nations, and brought them over to China. And all our top people, all our top business builders were pilfered years ago and are working there to build the most powerful country in the world. Now, if those first world Five Eyes nation people are to stay in China, or they're going to become Chinese and not come back to their native lands, I don't know. My idea is they will be thrown out once they've trained their Chinese counterparts, and then they can go back to their nations and live with the rest of us in a totalitarian state. I'm not sure exactly, but for all those engineers, architects, you name whatever industry that went to China to train their Chinese counterparts and make them the greatest nation in the world, I understand why you did it, but you clearly weren't looking at the long game. Because the long game is the destruction of whatever country you've left. And they're going to remodel your country in the same state, I guess, as China, except you're not going to have the industry and the wealth and the power that China has. You're going to be a client state. And that's sad. That's really sad. Your state, your country, Canada, Australia, you'll just be stripped of your resources and to feed the beast of China. And while you're worrying about Russia being the big bad boogeyman that is destroying the United States with all their really silly side stories over the last 4 years of the Trumpster, it was just to misdirect you from the big picture that China is eating your lunch. And although Trump did appear to put a little bit of opposition to China, it was nothing compared to really what continued to occur. So that's my opening speech. If you want to find me at fakeologist.com live, you got to go to fakeologist.com/live. We are streaming at Radio 1. And we are on FakeoTube, at least we should be. YouTube, channel number 3 is rocking and rolling. You can click this link. It should go there. Facebook, Twitch, DLive, and Twitter. They should all be working. And right now, no one's on YouTube because nobody knows the channel. It's fake11.com/YouTube2. DLive and Twitch and Periscope. We're also on the Tim Osman Dark Matter Radio Network. And Tim is in the chat. He went on to YouTube for a bit. Hello, Tim. And we've got a few people from the Dark Matter Radio Network that have come to our Discord. Our Discord is hopping. Actually, our Discord audio chats, you can go to fakeologist.com/audio to check out all the links to get to our audio chat archives. And I have to say, the audio chats are more interesting than this show. This show really is just a pointer show to point you to all the resources at fakeologist.com. If you go to fake11.com/discord, you can join our Discord. You have to be approved. So just go in the verify room, get your microphone working, and wait. And we'll join you. And we'll say hi. And then we will get you in our Discord where there's tons of content. So get in there. Get in there and say hi. Got Jan Erik, who does the research on the Elite. Fantastic. Fantastic researcher. And miss him. John LeBon is there a lot of the time. Tonight we have Linda Curtis, Resmut Jeff. They're in there right now. You can go say hi. It's a really great chat room. Very active. Very, very active. So please come in and enjoy. That's where you can find us live. If you want to donate to the show, I'm pushing Monero right now. I closed the P.O. box. Don't send any money there because the last two donations didn't go through. Oh, we got a caller in her. Fakeologist.
Time, 7 seconds.
Fakeologist, hello.
Hey, how you doing, Fakeologist? This is Derek from Boston.
Derek from Boston, hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Hey, I just got to make it quick. I don't want to waste your time. I sent you a donation by a check.
Uh-oh.
But don't cash the check because I had to change my bank account today because someone broke in whatever again. But it was for $75.
Oh, nice.
Just rip it up. And,
I was just saying that my P.O. box isn't getting stuff, so I'm not renewing my P.O. box.
Yeah, I get it.
So I probably wouldn't get it anyway, and I can't really take American checks. I've not really tried.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're good. Don't worry. We're not touching that, baby.
Okay, so I will tomorrow. I will send out cash then. I will send you.
No, don't send cash. Don't send anything in the mail. No.
What about a money order?
No, don't do that either because I'm closing the mailbox, and like I just said, I haven't been getting the mail. So forget it. All I can suggest to you is do the Monero thing. It's really easy.
I know. I have to get a smartphone because I only have a flip phone. I don't do shit online, but I got to learn how to do this shit.
Well, yeah, I know. And I'd like to catch all the old-fashioned people like yourself, but the last guy sent money and it didn't go through, and it's been a month and a half, so I just don't. I didn't really want to set up a P.O. box anyway.
Yeah.
I did get a couple donations, but I can't. How can I trust it? There's too many loose ends that it could fall through. There's too many cracks. So if you could figure out how to get a PayPal account.
Yeah, no, I'm going to do that within a month. I mean, I just got to break down and get a smartphone because that way I could do stuff like that. Not that I want to. But
I don't even know if you need a smartphone. You got a computer?
Yeah, it's a long story though. It's my sister's old iPad and iPhone that I use, but I can't log in or nothing. I could just watch you guys, like I can't comment.
All right. Well, you know what? You don't have to. Donations are optional. It's certainly not required. All our content is available and free. So you can be a caller in, or that'll be your contribution. Don't bother with the money. That's fine.
Yeah.
We're not hard up, but it's real generous that you thought of us. But try and figure out a way to get some Monero. I don't even know if you really need a computer, actually.
Dude, I am so stupid.
I don't even know if you really need a computer. You could probably go to localmonero.co on your sister's iPad. And then you can mail cash to one of the Monero dealers, and he will turn. And you, in the process, you on her. You need her iPad to open up a Monero wallet. So just download Exodus, and then you keep the password. You can keep the password to your own wallet. Just tell her she can't see it.
No. Well, that's why I have to get my own device and set up my own account. That way, she could set it up for me, and she ain't gonna question me because if I use her shit, you know.
Well, that's what I'd recommend. That's what I'd recommend.
Yeah, no, I have to do that because there's other people I like to donate to, but
I don't want you to lose your cash. So you're not gonna lose it when you use Monero. That's for sure.
No, I mean I sent money to Flat Earth Farka before. And he got it. Like it took a month, but he at least got it.
That's cool. That's real nice. But I just the last two didn't go through, so I would be quite negligent if I told you to try. That would be stupid. So I'm not gonna waste your time. It's too bad, but it's the way it goes. It'll force you to get a wallet on Monero. You might need it one day. Besides for me, I mean, you might actually need it. So. It's sort of a good thing that I forced you to do it because it might make you do something that you might be happy with down the road when everything goes down the toilet.
Yeah, no, I was thinking of that, but it's like I just get so aggravated with the internet. Like I could, you know, I could go on YouTube and D Live and just, you know, click a few buttons. But when it comes to emailing and stuff like that, I know it's easy, but it's so stressful and hard for me. I just don't have the patience to learn. And I know it's easy, and I sound stupid, but I do have to get it because there's other people I like to watch that have like Patreon and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you
Patreon
know?
Is a good system. Actually, I don't love it, but it's okay.
Yeah, but I'd rather pay a few bucks and watch someone that I could watch. That I can't find no more, and they do that stuff.
All right. Anything else you want to chat about?
Nah, I'm just getting so stressed out with this fucking COVID shit. It's just, I noticed a lot of people are, and I've just been so aggravated the past couple of weeks.
Case you or anyone else is thinking of the quack scene, I want to play this clip. I want to try and play this every time. And this is Agnes von der Planitz asking you a good question.
Well, the way I usually wake people up about that is I say, you've got about 68 inert things in it, and five main compounds that go along with the so-called disease. It's either grown, most often it's grown on eggs, so they let the eggs rot and they contaminate them with this, you know, with diseased tissue of that animal. And then, of course, the bacteria and everything is supposed to grow in the solution, and they put a tiny amount of that, I mean a fraction amount of that, into the vaccine. But what else is in there? They say inert material. What is that inert material? If it's 63 chemicals, what is it? They can't be helpful. No chemical is helpful in the body. And then the main ingredients are liquid mercury, liquid aluminum, formaldehyde, ether, and detergent. Now, if I put that into a blender with some rotten eggs and some diseased animal tissue and offered it to you to drink, would you drink it?
Mm-hmm.
When I tell people that, they step back and say, oh, gosh, no, I wouldn't drink that. I'd say never let anybody stick anything into you ever.
Yeah, well, that's a great question. Would you drink the vaccine, the quaxine, and give your body a shot at defending itself because you've got your mouth, you got your stomach, you got your intestines, you got your guts. All have a potential to break that thing down and not kill you. Goes right in your blood, right past all the defenses that you naturally have. So I don't see the point, really, and I don't think any sensible person that thinks about it could see it either.
No, and the thing that stresses me out is this vaccine shit because I don't want nothing to do with it, and that's what stresses me out because if they're going to force us, I don't see how I'm going to allow myself to take it. And that's what's stressing me out because you hear it everywhere and you can't get the fuck away from it. Not that I listen to it.
I know. I know what you're saying. It's unbelievable. You've never been marketed so hard about anything in your whole life.
Yeah.
Let me play this clip because if you don't think this is a bad thing for you, what about your children? This is Dr. Tim O'Shea. I'm going to have him on the show one day. He does a great series of videos. He doesn't get much action. His website's called The Doctor Within. I'll play a bit of this. This is a lecture of his.
Okay, this is probably the most important video that I've done. It's called, What Have We Done to Our Children? So I want, if you don't remember anything else tonight, just remember that you have to watch this video. In my opinion, the worst tragedy about this nightmare that we've been living for the last year is what we have done to our children. You don't see that look of spontaneous joy, happy to be alive. All you see is this dull cybernetic glow in children. Children are depressed.
So many children are depressed today as a result of this year that we have stolen from their lives.
So definitely watch that video. So what's going to happen in the future now?
The continuation of fake schooling. brainwashing innocent kids with radical propaganda all day long instead of teaching academic subjects.
Resulting in academic decline. Okay, so this is the worst thing of all, in my opinion, especially if you have kids. You must sit down next to that kid some morning and listen to what he has to sit through for 5.5 hours a day. Now remember, before the teachers' union decided that kids can't go to school because they wanted to stay in home and get paid, right? That was only 2 weeks.
So all these ridiculous and thoughtless online lessons that they just threw together at the last minute.
All right, that is on FACOTube.com. That is my channel. That is actually my channel on my video server. Most of the videos are my very favorite ones that get pulled down from YouTube. And I usually just pull all the information on the website so you can go search for the videos on the source site or whatever links he puts in his videos. Dr. Tim O'Shea, one of the few doctors that speaks out. He's been doing this the entire year. He hasn't wavered. Highly suggest you go watch Dr. Tim O'Shea's videos. Fantastic. And he's so right. It's the children. They are caught in the middle of this. They're in this transition set of years. And to me, they're almost lost years for the children. So I feel real bad. What do you think, Derek?
I completely do, too. And I blame the parents because they're so brainwashed.
Yeah, they're brainwashed, but that means the brainwash is, you know, the plan's working.
Yeah,
not everyone can be awake.
I know, and that's what's like ripping me up inside. I'm so aggravated because I just can't see how people can't friggin' see it by now. But
no.
I know why. And the other thing is
because the brainwashing's so good.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, they push that N95 mask like that's the best mask in the world, you know. And
is that a one-way mask?
I don't know what it is, but
I know.
You know how the media says it's the best mask.
I don't even hear that up here as much.
Oh, yeah,
we've switched to the virus or the vaccination program. They don't have time to talk about masks anymore.
Oh yeah. They don't talk really much about the mask no more like they used to. It's all about the virus
vaccination. Vaccination. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but like I'm saying, they were pushing the masks, you know, a little while ago, the N95, how they're the best masks. But the politicians weren't wearing those masks, so why weren't they wearing the best masks?
Here is another fantastic. I don't know if I talked about this the other night. It's a video called Viral Misconceptions, Presentation of the True Nature of Viruses. It's from a website that almost sounds like mine, called virusesarenotcontagious.com. And of course, my subsite is called youcan'tcatchavirus.com. I like mine better. I like
the idea that viruses are invading agents that cause disease was created by Louis Pasteur in the 1800s. His theory, known as the germ theory of disease, is the catalyst for all theories existing in the medical profession. Germ theory is responsible for the use of pasteurization, vaccines, and medical treatments. At the same time that Louis Pasteur was developing his germ theory, there was another French scientist by the name of Antoine Bechem. Bechem came up with his own theory of disease and documented and proved it in his book, The Third Element of Blood. His theory was radically different. It was called the terrain theory. The terrain theory proposes that all living microorganisms and viruses originate within the body, not from without. He discovered the processes of fermentation, and he observed that bacteria and viruses are pleomorphic, mutating based upon the terrain which they reside. This is the exact opposite of what Louis Pasteur proposed, which states that viruses occur in nature by themselves and create disease This, as I will explain, is impossible. Viruses originate only in the presence of a living cell. However, science also says that viruses can occur in nature. So which is it? Viruses must have a cell in order to replicate. Science has admitted this. However, they are manipulating the people into believing only part.
All right, I just wanted you to get a taste of that. It's very easy to understand. He's got a transcript. Fantastic site. Fantastic video. Why don't people watch this? I have no idea. I think on YouTube it only had 45,000 views from quite a ways, a while ago. Oop, I think we lost our old caller here. We got another one.
Let's Hold see. Time, 7 seconds.
Fakeologist.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. Is this Donald Duck?
Yeah.
Okay. How you doing, Donald Duck?
I'm doing good.
All right. What's up?
How are you?
You're hard to hear.
Oh, I am. I'm sorry. I'm in a bad spot right now.
Well, I'm not too good at speaking duck, so you better make it fast. Well, that was fun. Donald Duck called. You don't get that too often. Sorry, Derek. I didn't realize we lost the call with Derek, but that's fine. Alrighty then. Is that a darkmatter.radio caller? Because I don't usually get cranks. So that's, I don't mind Donald Duck, but you got to make it clear because I have a hard enough time following the actual cartoon. So if you're not going to be crystal clear, it's not going to work. But nice try. Nice try. Let's get back to the blog now. We've got, what time is it here? We got about 20 more minutes just to go through a few things. So that is the communist culture. That is the COVID on children. Dr. Ryan Cole, let's play him, actually.
Good afternoon. We are going to get started.
A pathologist, board certified in anatomic and clinical pathology. So
another pretty good video. This guy is pro-vax, but either way, let's just have a listen.
Yes, I have expertise in immunology and virology. I also have subspecialty expertise in skin pathology, so I do a lot of skin cancer diagnostics as well. I've seen about 350,000 patients in my career. We've done about 100,000 COVID tests in the past year, so it is right up my alley, and so I'm not just blowing smoke today. This is my area of expertise. So I want to be able to share with you today actual science. You know, we get a lot of politics from one side, the other side. I'm not here to offend one side or the other. I'm here to speak data, and the data speaks the truth. And so I have no agenda. I just want people to understand, one, what public health messages have we been missing? You know, what treatment should be available to everybody? I want to talk a little bit about the, quote, vaccines, and then I want to open it up to questions, because I could talk on this for probably 3 hours or 3 weeks. So, you know, this, I've only read maybe 6,000 articles in the last year, only seen, you know, like I said, 100,000 patients. So hopefully buckle up and something useful. If one person walks away and I help save a life, then I've accomplished my purpose here today. So thank you for the opportunity. Thank you to my friend Craig in the back. I know he's got some handouts if some people are interested as well. So thanks for inviting me. And thanks to Lieutenant Governor's office as well. I'm honored to be here. All right. Dustin, my friend, let's advance here, and we shall proceed. He's the man
Hold
with the
time.
Magical
Eight
buttons. Yeah,
seconds.
Go to the next slide there, if you could, please.
Psychologist.
Oh, it's right there.
Hey,
this
how
is
are
where
you
we
doing?
Are right now. It's Tommy. So does that
Tommy,
look like a pandemic?
Hi. I
it
was
it's
expecting
not
another
anymore.
Call
we're
from
in
a duck.
Endemic now.
Is it funny how the mind works?
The pandemic works. Is over in Idaho.
I didn't know what you were going
to say. Once we're below a set percentage, we are not in a pandemic right now.
Sorry, you're a little busted up there. Try again.
Okay, yeah. I had a lot of the, it must have been the video with the doctor talking about COVID still.
Yeah, sorry, I just turned him down, but go ahead.
No, buddy, you're good. You're good. No, no. You're good. What I was just calling in, I just had a minute to check in, man.
Oh, good. I'd like to hear from you, know, man. Thank you.
For sure, buddy. Glad to see that you're still on it and still doing it and
still trying,
redirecting. You know what I mean? It's a good. It's a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah.
You guys getting a little bit of this rain? Oh, I suppose it ain't coming up to Canada. The
where
weather
you,
that we got
are
coming
you
in
again?
Finally, North Dakota, Fargo. So
it hasn't made it here.
Finally getting rain.
Yeah, it's been
finally
real dry
getting
here,
rain.
Actually, but no, it hasn't rained. March was pretty dry, and so far April's been pretty good too. I don't care. I don't have a farm, so maybe I'm being selfish.
Do you not? It doesn't matter to you. Well, in my industry, they're doing concrete. We want it to be dry the whole time, honestly. And
concrete
so,
dries
yeah,
better
been, so,
when it's not raining.
Well,
sense.
Just even rain days you don't want, and the less snow there is, the less freezer.
Yeah, you're pouring concrete there.
Yeah. So it's been nice, but it's kind of, I have a little side-by-side, and finally when the weather got nice a couple weeks ago, so I pulled it out, and I was doing a job in Horace, which is like probably a small town, like 15 miles away from my house. And so I decided to drive the side-by-side through the ditch to get to work. And I got so dusty just driving in the ditch. I knew something just right, just how you can tell the land is dry. You know, something was up. And then we had a dust bowl for last week, the at least Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
It was all the open area, man. You couldn't see when you were driving. It was like a whiteout blizzard, but it was dirt. It was that bad. It was honestly that bad.
Hey, do you want to hear the Canadian hero Chris Guy talk a bit?
Yeah, buddy. Man, just throw it on, bud. I was just calling, you know what I mean? Just
no.
Me a little,
yeah,
let
listen,
you know that.
This guy's to me, he's a real hero. He's on the forefront. He knows the plan. He's got the agenda.
What's going on? Yeah,
He's now on the no-fly list in Canada.
So nervous about that. I'm actually nervous about that in the future. I'm about to embark here in the next few months.
Let's see what Chris
says. Hey, guys,
says.
I'm just making this very...
Let's do it.
Okay, let's go.
Hey, guys.
Wait, hold on. I got to figure out how to do it without
losing. Hey, guys. I'm just making this very quick video to let everybody know. Yes, this is my real Telegram. Everybody's asking, is it a fake Telegram? Is it really his Telegram? Yes, @RealChrisSky, all caps, is my Telegram. Cheers.
That's all you wanted? Okay, I thought you were going to tell something interesting there, Chris. Come on, man. Okay, sorry. I thought he was going to talk about
this. No, I couldn't tell if were you – yeah, I didn't know. Well, is Chris Guy one of the guys – is that one of the guys that was –
So.
When you said it – right.
Here is no-fly list.
My bad.
Officially, here it is. Canada's no-fly list is composed of individuals who the public safety minister has reasonable grounds to suspect are either a threat to air travel safety or are traveling to engage in terrorist activity. This decision is based on information provided by various agencies, including the RCMP, CBSA, CSIS, and others. Updated November 2020.
Yeah, so he was saying they changed the criteria of the no-fly list in anticipation.
So is that,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, in November. And so that was even before, was that before the...
No, it was last
year. I can't remember
the dates. It was last year, but they
were
already after the guy, and obviously he wasn't on the no-fly list because he's not a terrorist, but the new definition...
Was this...
Yeah.
No, my bad. And was it the guy that kind of looked? Was it kind of the? I had to pause everything on my end. So my bad for the audience or yourself that you even have to go over this. But was it the younger looking guy that was like kind of look like not even sound like a jerk off, but like the Jersey Shore type of dude?
Maybe
He was a younger guy.
Yeah.
Kind of like a built bald head, shaved head.
No,
kind of younger Italian looking dude.
Well, he is Italian,
okay, so I don't,
but
and maybe
he's got a tattoo around his neck. Maybe that's what you're...
Okay, sure, yeah. Maybe that, yeah. And I can't see it now live. But, when there was one where he got confronted, where there was a guy this summer or last spring break or something that got confronted with not wearing a mask, and it was one of the best, not a drunk ramble, but just like a spring break ramble.
No, he did.
It was,
yeah, I'm not sure if it's the same guy, but Either way, this guy's, to me, he's a real hero. And now he, we have a huge country in Canada. You can't really drive across it in a decent amount of time. So you do have to fly. Well, he tried to go to the airport, and he was told his ticket was canceled. And the second time he went to the airport with another ticket, it was because he's on the no-fly list. So there you go.
And this is because of his name. This is because of his name.
He knew
nothing
who he
that
was.
He's done.
He's very public.
That is. And so what is that? Because I've actually had, oddly enough, I've had a DUI. I got a DUI a few years back and had to get a H&R Block. Well, no. I had to get an H&R Block debit card for my taxes that year to kind of give me, I had my dad do my taxes while I was right. And he just put it on that card. That card I ended up using when I got out and just kept, just kept that account going, because then I turned that into a card that I would use for like Patreon, use for my podcast, Higher Side Chat. You actually, that card ended up getting canceled for no reason. And it was the card that I used to do. I did the $1.19 or whatever.
Oh man, we lost
John LeBron. This card, and for no reason. There was a balance on it. I always kept a certain percentage of my income going to that card for, you know what I mean? And they ended up closing my PayPal. It was weird. I got in it for just, I don't know. I never wanted to get paranoid about it, but dude, that's why
that's not good.
When you say them things, I wonder, it gets weird. Well, I mean, then even a couple of years ago, my family was real big with the pipeline.
You were against the pipeline?
Well, it's such a weird.
Which pipeline was that?
The in South Dakota. Gosh damn it.
Yeah, I know they were protesting.
Was that something to do
with fracking?
I'm like literally right. I could even grab the sweatshirt my mom has.
You were against the pipeline.
A lot of my family was. I kind of feel like I knew what was going on. It was a weird event. It's almost like this BLM thing, I guess we'll say, with the because I live in so close to Minneapolis now. I got buddies that are getting real weirded out with my opinion of it.
Okay.
With what I look like compared to what I should be saying or what the narrative should be. And there's an agenda, right? And once I found out there was an agenda against people that weren't the majority. And I felt like, wow, being on this side, why am I always considered having to be the victim? Or there's always a class of people looking out for this type of person. And the victimhood that can happen. And it's a weird thing because I can go to where my mom was raised on the Turtle Mountain Indian Reservation and just see, you almost see the depression as you drive to the town.
I guess, yeah.
You can see where you all of a sudden are driving and everything looks a certain way. And all of a sudden you just almost, it just engulfs you and you just see it and you're like, wow, why is this neighborhood look this certain way? Why are people just always bitchy or defeated or kind of just not hopeless, I guess you can say.
That
energy. So, and that's why I kind of, with this Chauvin trial with the pipeline, and I was like, let's not fall for the something's trying to pit people against each other. And that's where
that's the elite.
So
they're doing it.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can let me see if I can play my latest bumper just to see if people want to donate.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't even done that bumper like I was going
to. Oh, yeah. You got to do it. Here, let's play.
I know.
Let's play my new donation bumper.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support. That wasn't too bad, eh? What'd you think of that one?
Nicely done. Nicely done. Nicely done. It jumped through my phone real quick, and I was like, what in that? And then when you hear that go by, you know, that gets
it just makes you want to donate, doesn't it?
Yeah. It works. It works. You're a classic man.
So. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't realize that that's an old song. That song, that's a remake of,
No. There's an original from the 90s or 80s. It's got to be. And it's
from the
50s. And some like Wayne's World or something.
Yeah. It's
really?
That's a song from the 50s, but that was from the 80s, that song. But it was a remake.
When I hear it, I think of like Wayne's World or frickin' one of them. One of them weird 90s.
Yeah, it has
something.
That. Yeah, it has an E.
Has a VHS vibe to me.
Yeah, that's true.
It's good. It's good, man. Well, like I said, I love always hearing you when I hear you live.
I appreciate that. You're like a super fan. We need super fans.
Hey, man, you do it. You're a genuine. The way you do it and how you do it and how what Tim does and what are you guys doing? Even remembering when Tim brought up way before Dark Matter was even going to be a radio deal, I remember him bringing up knowing where he could get tower feeds or a radio feed, and that being kind of the agenda and something that he wanted to make a staple, and to see who he's brought in and what he's done, and to kind of me being on the – I've supported it in and out, or I've called in on a drunken stupor or just called in, just letting them know, whatever. And for the years to see that the dude's done what he's done, man, and the people that he's kept close in the loop, and he's true to the game, and he's a good dude. So, Osmond's a good dude.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I like Timmy. Make sure you do a speak pipe of your bumper for me, buddy. Just fake all
that's what you
com.
Need. Yes. Yep. I know where to take
them. You know where
I
to
did
go.
It for, and then I did the damn, what is it, apostasy for
Oh, did you? Oh, you
LeBron.
Helped him
out? I gave a shot. It was one of them times where it was like this, and then he was said it, and it caught me at a moment. And it's one of them things. It might sound like I don't get nervous, man, but once I start talking, I never know what's going to come out of this when I start rambling. So
well, good on you, man. That's good. Okay.
It can be.
Oh, good.
But much respect, buddy. Just keep doing you. And I know you're probably ready to rock and roll, man.
I'm going to cut it off tonight because I got to hit the hay and whatnot. But, I just wanted to get on for a bit. But thanks for calling, man. Take care.
You're a gentleman, sir. Thank you. Have
too.
A good night.
Thank you, Tommy. There goes Tommy from Fargo. And the last post I'll read tonight is China will run everything. China is petitioning the World Health Organization to appoint it to run a global immune passport system. Isn't that nice? So not only is China taking all our jobs, now they want to run the World Health Passport System. Great. Well, they're so good at running whatever systems they got now in their own country. It doesn't surprise me. And, you know, as much as we like cheap goods have a cost. Obviously, it's helped bring China up. But on the other hand, wiping out the base, our manufacturing base of our businesses, it hasn't paid any dividends, really, to the majority of the population. And it's definitely benefiting China. China's growing at a faster pace than any other country ever in the history of the world, probably. And now they're running everything. So we're all just going to be clients of China. And it's really sad. And as I put on my other sub-blog, moreav.fakeologist.com, they are literally coming to Canada just to drain our resources. They're building pipelines, they're running the ports, they're sending the ships, they're bringing in the people. It's it's a total contracting out of everything. All Canada supplies is a hole in the ground with the pipe into the fuel, the oil or the gas. So it's pathetic. Really bad. All right. I am on Instagram. I am on Twitter. And I'll go to the donors page real quick and thank the top few donors that have donated. We've got Bing here. I haven't said anything about Bing lately. He had the big donation where he donated $6.11, and he's sponsoring FACO 2 for one more month. So sponsorship will be available in May, so thank you very much to Bing. He's also a $9.11 a month donor. So is IPS, Rod Jenkinson, the recent donors, Tabby Rusa, O'Fallis, Lost Spider Fellas, Gary G, John, Jan Van G, Buck Cherry, DB User, Christian Lloyd Miller, True 34. Thanks, guys. And we've got lots of single amount donations. Anonymous donate me 0911 Monero, 0.1 Monero from Walker, $25 from Zyphus, $3 from Dirty Benny, 1911 from Prescient. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate the donations. Buy me a coffee. There's links to that at buymeacoffeesomewhere.com. There's a link on the donate page. So thank you so much for all those donations. Don't forget, FACOTube. FACOTube's where I put my favorite videos that are, and I put other videos as well that are just so good, like What's Her Face. She's fantastic. Go there. She is amazing. Looks like the most watched video on my FACOTube is the SPARS pandemic. I may as well play a bit of that. This is one I put up 3 months ago. And Alex Jones is now yapping about it.
Maniacs.
This lady is the one that found
it. It's becoming a time of Dr. Mangala's and Gestapo nurses. That's what's going to be happening in this country. And it's starting to happen right now.
Yeah, the SPARS pandemic was done in 2017.
This is never going away. This is your new normal for the rest of your life.
Yeah, scary. I don't know why I'm getting so many views on this one, but
at the end of, I believe it's 2021, Songbird. They talk about C21.
Chattington says he covered it. Let's click this YouTube link and see if it's here. Let's see what he says. Chad Chattington. I'm not even a subscriber there. Interesting. Let's see what he has to say.
That in a second. But basically what I was going to make a video on is 2025 and the response to COVID in general that we've been experiencing just seems very overzealous in reaction to something that, you know, they admit hasn't even killed 10,000 people, apparently. So let me get rid of some of this stuff in the background. Hold on. This is just one example. But they wanted him to do all this stuff to his people, and he said no. But this isn't what I was going to get into. I was just going to cover all this stuff. Where I came upon it, but I read it, and I think it's because I typed in on Google, like, coronavirus vaccine, and I was trying to find out what was going on. Yeah, I'm a Muslim. What does it say in the chat? Chad is a Muslim, guys. Be wary. Yeah, I'm a Muslim, guys, if you weren't aware, so... I'm not, by the way. I'm not Muslim. I identify as Christian. But anyway, that just threw me off. Is actually a real company that was incorporated the day before Trump declared a national emergency over coronavirus. But the weird thing is, when I scroll all the way to the bottom, this is 8 pages.
Looks like he's done a little investigating. CoroVax was created in England and Wales.
It says
March
it's dated 12/3/2020. How can it be dated in the future? Does anyone understand how these business licenses work? Is that when it takes effect? Or is that when it was supposedly...
Let's see what else he's got.
Let me see
here.
If I can zoom in more. This company... which is named after a fictional company, which gives a fictional vaccine, a bunch of businesses and corporations. Let's see if I can find... So five like, or seven.
So that
years.
Is linked on my
5 to 7 FACO years. This was
tube page. So you, make sure you read the comments in the FACO tube. So Chad did that a month ago. So a thumbs up to you there, Chad. No, actually, he did thumbs up. Okay. So lots of good stuff. Fakeologist.com, FACOtube.com. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, as I said. Thank you for the callers tonight, except Donald Duck. He was kind of dull. Thanks to Derek. Thanks to Tommy. And we'll come back tomorrow for just half an hour to give you a couple headlines, some of the lowlights of the day. Looks like our province is going into a lockdown, shutdown, the whole ball of wax. Well, you guys in the U.S. apparently are having a great time. Texas hosted the Toronto Blue Jays baseball team. Yeah, we still have a baseball team, I guess, but they're not in Canada anymore. So I don't think, I think whoever owns that, I guess the communication company Rogers here owns it, but they played to a sellout crowd in Texas. I'm not sure what city in Texas the Texas Rangers are in, actually. I don't know why I don't know that. Maybe Dallas-Fort Worth, but that doesn't seem right. But anyway, everything is fine in Texas, Florida. But here in Ontario, they are just crushing it. Just putting the whole province down. So they are really here to destroy Canada, and it's pretty depressing. But I still think that running to the U.S. isn't the best idea, because I have a feeling that they're just 6 months behind. Sorry to say, guys. Okay, thanks everyone for joining. And don't forget, fake11.com, YouTube/YouTube2. That's my latest channel. Sign up there. Go to fakotube.com. Sign up there, please. That's where you need to go. And let me just quickly check and see if anyone is chatting on there. Let's just see if I missed. I don't get the FakoTube chat integrated, but let me just see if there's any chatting at all. And let's see. Come on up. Let's see real quick. But other than that, I hope you guys liked last night's show. I had a good time with Media Bear. I didn't really ask him any non-Media Bear questions, but probably should have. But maybe next time he'll come by. He seems kind of busy, though, with all his children. All right, guys. We will talk next time. If you need something to watch, go to Kevin J. Johnson on Twitch. Kevin J. Johnson on Twitch. Look him up. He is really fighting the good fight in Canada. So have a look. Take care.